من الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. We are busy with the various functions and responsibilities of the Malaika. We did previously speak about the angel of death and his function of extracting the ruh. But with him comes an entire group, an entourage of Malaika whenever they extract the ruh of a believer. So there's a lengthy hadith on what happens, which we did some time ago. Bara ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Kharajna ma'an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi janazati rajuli min al-ansar, that we came out with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to attend a janazah of a man from the Ansar who had passed away. Fantahina ila al-qabr, and when we reached the grave, Lamma yulhad, it was still not dug. So they were still busy digging the grave. فَجَلَسَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَجَلَسْنَا حَوْلَهُ, that Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم sat down waiting for the grave to be dug, and we sat around him. But we sat in such a manner, as Bara ibn Azib says, كَأَنَّ عَلَى رُؤُوسِنَا الطَّيْرِ, as if there were birds perched on our heads. We were motionless. It's a very solemn moment, a grave being dug, a janazah in front, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba sitting and waiting for the grave. So he says, we sat so motionless as if there were birds perched on our heads, which we didn't want them to disturb. And وَفِي يَدِهِ عُود, and in his hand was a stick. And he was يَنْكُثُ بِهِ فِي الْأَرْضِ, he was scratching the ground with this, you know, like a person deep in thought and scratching the ground with that stick. فَرَفَعَ رَأْسَهُ فَقَالَ, and after a while he raised his head and he said, Ista'idhu billahi min adhab al-qabr, that seek protection in Allah from the punishment of the grave. And the Sahabi says, Marrataini aw thalathan, he said this twice or three times, seek protection from the grave. The grave has been dug, the janazah is there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling the Sahaba, seek protection from the adhab of the grave. And then he went to explain what happens. So he says, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِذَا كَانَ فِي انْقِطَاعٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, when a believer is about to depart from this dunya, that means, وَإِقْبَالٍ مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ, and is about to approach the year after, what we call sakarat, when a person is in the throes of death, نَزَلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَائِكَةٌ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, an entourage of angels descend from the sky. The person is about to die, and this group of malaika come down, بِيدُ الْوُجُوهِ, with excessively bright faces, كَأَنَّ وُجُوهَهُمُ الشَّمْسِ, as if their faces resemble the brilliance of the sun. And ma'hum kafan min akfanil jannah, and they bring down with them a kafan from Jannah. Wa hanut min hanutil jannah, and they bring down perfume from the perfume of Jannah. Hatta yajlisu minhu madd al basar, they come down, this person is in the throes in sakarat, and they sit around him to the distance as far as the eyes can see. So this person, we looking at him, we think he is on his own, but there's an entourage of malaika that have come down, and they are besides him as far as he can see. And ثُمَّ يَجِي مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. Then they're waiting for the angel of death to descend. And then the angel of death comes, حَتَّى يَجْلِسَ عِنْدَ رَأْسِهِ. And the angel of death then sits at the head side of this person, فيقول, and he says, أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الطَّيِّبَةُ, O pure soul, أُخْرُجِي إِلَى مَغْفِرَةِ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانِ, that come out from the body now, come out to the mercy of Allah, to the forgiveness of Allah, and to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are words that every believer, may Allah bless all of us, Amen. That we are in the throes of death, and the malaika come and address us and says, come out to the mercy, the forgiveness, and the pleasure. Allah is happy with you. Come out. It's telling the ruh. And qala, so the sahabi says, fatakhruju tasilu kama tasilu alqatratu min as-siqa. And then it flows out, the ruh flows out, just like a drop of water flows out from the water skin bag, a water container, shows how swiftly that life ends, where the ruh simply flows out of the body. فَيَأْخُذُهَا, and the angel of death takes it. So the first person to take, or first being to take the ruh of a believer, is the angel of death himself. But he has other job, he has to move on. So the hadith says, فَإِذَا أَخَذَهَا لَمْ يَدَعُوهَا فِي يَدِهِ طَرْفَةَ عَيْنٍ, that the minute he takes hold of the ruh, he does not leave it for the wink of an eye. They do not leave it in his hand for the wink of an eye, حَتَّى يَأْخُذُوهَا, until this entourage that came, they take this the ruh of a believer. The minute they take the ruh of the believer, now the body, this ruh has departed from the body, فَيَجْعَلُوهَا فِي ذَلِكَ الْكَفَنِ وَفِي ذَلِكَ الْحَنُوتِ, they then shroud the ruh, like we shroud the body, they shroud the ruh by putting the kafan from Jannah that came with, and by applying the perfume that they brought from Jannah for the believer. وَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا كَأَتْيَدْ بِنَفْحَةِ مِسْكٍ وُجِدَتْ عَلَى وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ, and what emanates from this ruh is the most sweet smelling fragrance, like musk, that is that is found, the sweetest musk that is found on the surface of the earth. That is what happens immediately when the ruh leaves the body. And the malaika now have this, they've shrouded the ruh like we shroud the body, and they now take it to the grand presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala, the narrator says, فَيَسْعَدُونَ بِهَا, they ascend with it. They begin moving upwards now with the ruh, a believer. فَلَا يَمُرُّونَ يَعْنِ بِهَا عَلَى مَلَئٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, and they do not pass a group of malaika on their way en route. إِلَّا قَالُوا, except that the angels ask, مَا هَذَا الرُّوحُ الطَّيِّبُ, who is this fortunate soul? Who is this fortunate soul? And this group that is taking the ruh with, says, فَيَقُولُونَ فُلَانُ بْنُ فُلَانٍ, he is the son of so-and-so, son of so-and-so, بِأَحْسَنِ أَسْمَائِهِ الَّتِي كَانُوا يُسَمُّونَهُ بِهَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, and they address him with the best of names that he was ever called with on the while he was alive. حَتَّى يَنْتَهُ بِهَا إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا, until they eventually reach the door of the first heaven. Now that's way above what we see, the sky. It's way above the first heaven. And they then فَيَسْتَفْتِحُونَ لَهُ, they seek permission to whether they can enter with this ruh and move onwards. And فَيُفْتَحُ لَهُمْ, and permission is granted, the door is open, and then they ascend with the with this ruh to the first heaven. Inshallah, we'll continue from this.